What's been your biggest struggle lately? It's another day. I'm another John, and this is Another Note. Today's edition of Another Note is titled Fashioned. Our scripture reference today is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17. As always, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of His holy word. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. One of our children walked in the living room to model recently purchased clothes. Apparently, these were new styles. But little in fashion is really new, is it? I could have sworn my child raided a closet from the 1990s. And just this weekend, someone told me he has a jacket like the one I wore. The only difference is his is from the 80s. He also has shoes from the 70s that look awfully familiar to what I was wearing. Our clothes don't change all that much, but what we make of them is new to us. A soldier today would not choose ancient Roman armor over modern equipment. Both sets of armor serve the same protective purposes. Modern armor, though, has been adapted for modern use. The Apostle Paul uses the Roman soldier as an illustration for Christians. The soldier's armor prepared him for battle like God's armor prepares us. Different translations use different words for our armor's purpose. The NRSV speaks of struggle. The NIV says we wrestle. The Complete Jewish Bible calls it war equipment. Our struggle, of course, is not against one another. We struggle against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. And we do that today with the same armor Paul encouraged Christians to use thousands of years ago. Part of life and faith in God is learning, though, how we wear God's armor today. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, salvation, and scripture still hold strong for our struggle. They are the fashion trend each generation must renew. And part of the work of the church is to help each new generation find their fit in God's armor. As we do, and as we refit ourselves, we recall an important part of our battle. Many of us struggle because we only carry some of the armor when our battle requires much more. So, put on the whole armor of God. Stay blessed. Now, before you go, let me make sure you know I love you and you are a blessing to me. Thanks for listening to Another Note. I hope it helps you live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Let me know if I can pray with you. and help us reach others by sharing today's devotional or leaving a review wherever you listen as a podcast. And finally, make sure to check out the website at anotherjohn.com. God be with you.